The really nice weather from the weekend continues basically all week long, and I'd say we deserve it after the rough weather that Ian brought us locally. So we'll see mostly to partly sunny skies today. A bit of an onshore breeze develops, and that'll keep the beaches a little bit cooler and a little bit breezy, but the humidity stays low and is still going to be a really nice day today. The mornings are going to stay pretty cool and really mild every day, either side of about 60 degrees each morning. And the afternoons, while we will be below average through about Wednesday, we start to warm up a little bit by Thursday and Friday with mostly sunny skies every day with no rain of any consequence really moving into the picture over the next 5 to 7 days. And it could take longer than that to get the rain going. We are always tracking the tropics, of course, in the First Alert Weather Center. And there are a couple areas to watch out there. I know the tropics are the last thing that we want to talk about or think about these days, but we do have to keep our focus or at least keep one eye out there. In particular, the First Alert Weather Team is watching the Caribbean for potential development, but this is down the road. We're talking about 5 to 10 days down the road, so there is nothing imminent, nothing threatening the United States at this time. But there is something to watch out there, and we'll keep a close eye on it. Remember, you can read Talking the Tropics with Mike over at ActionNewsJax.com. Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish updates it every single day. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.